It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Ricker.
And I'm Rob Farage. You're with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, there were a lot of stories in 2015 that made scientists rethink the evolution of our species. We'll talk about some of those stories with an editor from Discover Magazine.
First, on Friday, the University of Wisconsin System Board of Regents met and passed a two-page statement meant to reaffirm its commitment to freedom of expression and academic freedom, but some critics worry the statement might have unintended consequences.
Karen Herzog is with us to break down the story. She's a higher education reporter at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Karen, thanks for joining us today.
Sure, you bet.
So UW Regents Friday signed the statement about academic freedom and freedom of expression. In a nutshell, what are they saying here?
Well, the idea is that around the country, several colleges and universities have established statements, policies, basically setting the stage for freedom of expression. There have been many protests on campuses. There have been all kinds of issues, such as concerns about trigger warnings, things that are, you know, students being made aware of something they might offend them before something is said or taught. There's a lot of racial tension on campuses and concern that universities haven't been places of open expression. There's another thing happening in the backdrop with UW system, and that is that a new 10-year policy is being discussed and worked out for faculty. And freedom of expression is one thing, but academic freedom is another. Both of those things have come up with concerns of faculty, whether their rights for academic freedom would be protected.
There's a lot of angles here, it sounds like. So is this mainly intended to protect faculty and staff from criticism over their public expressions and their academic research, or are students also included in these guidelines?
Oh, you're right. It's very complex. It's a combination. I think if you ask members of the Board of Regents who came up with this policy, they were saying that they were concerned about the fact that the 10-year policy is going to be developed in the next few months and finalized, and they wanted to reassure faculty that their academic freedom would be protected. But students, at the same time, it has come up with, like I said, the other issues around other campuses. Freedom of expression is something that has come up in Madison with some protests. The Black Lives Matter concerns about whether students are feeling welcome and included on campuses if they're students of color. So it is a number of things going on all at the same time.
There have been concerns about unintended consequences, people have pointed out. The ACLU, some student protest groups. What have we heard from them about worries about what this would do?
I think part of the concern here was that this policy was developed, frankly, kind of in the dark. It wasn't something that campuses knew about until last Monday, a few days before the Board of Regents met. Now, there were a couple of UW faculty members involved in the drafting of this, but it kind of came out of nowhere in terms of Regents not knowing that it was coming. There were a couple of members of the Board of Regents who were concerned that, gee, what are we trying to solve here? And the freedom of expression, has there been something on a campus here that's prompted it? No, you know, why do we want to put our position in writing? Because when you talk about unintended consequences, when you actually have things in writing, people can take that, you know, at face value and say, well, you said that, you know, X, Y, and Z in your statement, instead of it just being a general, hey, your rights for freedom of expression are protected. There are a couple of specific things that have been brought up by faculty, and the thing about it is there are some narrow exceptions to this statement, and one of them is, you know, if someone falsely defames a specific individual, whether it's a genuine threat or harassment, or something, this is an interesting one, otherwise directly incompatible with the functioning of the university. And the question on the minds of faculty is, well, who's going to determine this? And is this something that is really broadly open to interpretation? In that regard, somebody could take a position based on that statement and use it to their advantage.
Talking to Karen Herzog from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel about new academic freedom and freedom of expression guidelines from the UW Regents. Want to pursue that last point, Karen, that idea of That sort of vague statement about the operation of the university. One thing that actually happened recently, a professor was tweeting with incoming students raising concerns about the university. Is there a worry that, hey, an administrator could look at that as actively interfering with the operation of the university?
I think that's a very legitimate concern, and that has been raised by faculty. And one of the things is that there's an expectation that faculty member who are speaking must say that they're speaking only on their own behalf, not the institution. So there's sort of a distancing of what they say, but at the same time, there's sort of this air of maybe someone could potentially be punished for what they say.
Now, there were student protesters at the Regents meeting there to see what was going to happen. There was going to be a meeting, I guess, between them and some administrators. Not clear to me whether that ended up happening or not. What were they looking for? What did they want to add to this conversation?
The students showed up at the Board of Regents meeting very quietly but visibly. They were dressed in black. They were carrying signs. And generally speaking, these were signs, you know, black and brown lives matter, signs concerning racism, concerns about racism and whether the institution, UW system, was addressing diversity concerns and inclusiveness. So they wanted to give a list of demands. And now these, they're referred to as urgent demands. Several campuses have had this type of thing happen. It's several dozen campuses have had students list demands to administrators on how they can be more inclusive, how they can improve the experience of students of color on these campuses. So the students attempted to speak. They wanted to read their demands during the Regents meeting, and the Regents president said, well, you know, we appreciate you being here. We respect what you have to say. We'll meet with you in private afterward. The student protesters wanted the media there. They wanted it to be an open discussion. They wanted to be able to hold system leadership accountable for whatever was said. And system leadership said, no, you can't record this. The media can't be present. This is a private conversation. So the students canceled that meeting.
And this is something that a lot of universities, as you mentioned, are navigating. There are these concerns, these protests about racism on campuses, unfriendly environments. And part of that unfriendly environment, a protester might say, is what a professor says. If they're saying something hostile or perceived as hostile to a minority group. And then this freedom of expression argument says, no, you've got to be really careful about limiting that. So this is a tough navigating act for the UW Regents here.
Right. It's something that there are fundamental arguments of, okay, what is the purpose of an education? And some would say that is to not only have your beliefs, but to be able to defend why you have them and to be able to really understand the other viewpoints. Now, if you're talking blatant racism or, you know, denial of the Holocaust or something like that, it gets really dicey in what constitutes harassment. And harassment is one of the things that is excluded from this freedom of expression statement. But basically, the statement says that, you know, it's not the university's role to attempt to shield individuals from ideas and opinions that they find unwelcome or even deeply offensive. So it's a very complicated scenario and one that universities, frankly, have had to navigate for the last few years, especially with politics on campuses and everything has changed so much with social media.
And as I understand it, before this meeting, UW System President Ray Cross said a few words about what's being done already for students of color in the UW system. What did he say?
Well, he was talking mostly about changes that had been made internally in administration and how the main point he made was that campus chancellors will be held accountable for improving overall enrollment of underrepresented minorities and their graduation rates, retention, all of these things. And then he basically talked about how he had, you know, changed responsibility for collecting some of this data, assigned it to a, like, Office of Institutional Research, basically just talking about how the leadership has responded to this need, but making it clear that chancellors will be held accountable for achievement gaps not being narrowed.
Well, Karen, we'll keep watching this one. I assume this is a conversation that will keep going for a while. Thanks, as always, for joining us.
You're welcome.
That was Karen Herzog, higher education reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, with us to talk about the freedom of expression statement passed Friday at the UW Regents meeting.